Right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and we'll check in with the mayor of the Sunset Capital of Alabama, my home away from home, Dolphin Island. Mayor Jeff Collier joining us now. Hey, Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good to be with you.
And good to have you here, because so many questions out there last hour. Your mayor across the bay over there in Gulf Shores, Mayor Kraft, talking about getting the governor to shut down state beaches, petitioning Governor Ivey to shut down state beaches. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that what we have to decide is, you know, what are we trying to accomplish? And if we're looking at it strictly from a health and safety standpoint, then I think we need to take all the precautions we can, and that should be the emphasis. I think we need guidance, or at least I need guidance, from experts to tell us exactly what that is. You know, on the one hand, people will remember back the oil spill that was, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary. At that time, we didn't have the luxury of our environmental amenities and the beaches and the waterways and all those things that we didn't have back then. We do still have at our disposal right now, and I think in this case, those can be our friends and allies in a situation like we're dealing with. But when you insert a lot of folks, then it kind of takes that away, and that's kind of what we're seeing happening. It's a tough decision to deal with. You know, we're a very, very welcoming community. We want people to come and enjoy what Dolphin Island has to offer. But in this world that we currently live in, I think everybody should be on the same page of trying to get our arms around this growing epidemic and try to put a stop to it.
You know, when you speak like that and other beach mayors speak like that, it means a lot, because this is probably, no, not probably, this is the exact thing you don't want to do. I mean, it's spring break. It's the start of the beach season. Your business is down there. So critical to have people show up on Dolphin Island and spend money.
Well, it's not just spring break either, Sean, right now. It's spring break on steroids, because, as you know, all the schools are out at the same time. Usually spring break is staggered to some extent.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, you've got all these folks that are here and trying to enjoy the environment as best they can. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, we could potentially do that if we did what was right when we got there. But then secondarily, as you've heard Mayor Kraft say, the other thing it does introduce a lot of extra bodies into these smaller communities, particularly ours being one of the smallest. And like him, you know, we have concerns from our local citizens, and everybody needs to be concerned. You know, I mean, we had a conference call yesterday. And the one thing that I stressed at the time is I kept challenging the fact that, you know, what is the goal here? You know, what are we trying to accomplish here? And you and I spoke briefly before we came on, and like we both agreed, you know, the beach is not our enemy necessarily.
Right.
It's what we do on it and around it, and that is the unfortunate truth.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing. And I know earlier in the week you had the parking area shut down, and you had said that that was shut down, but people could still be on the beach. But we're dealing with the fact that it probably has to be ham-fisted in a response, because truly, if people were on the beach and were separated from each other and not in tight groups, there's no issue. But how do you enforce that part? Is that something that, yeah, I mean, are you going to have, you know, law enforcement there at Dolphin Island making sure everybody's 6 feet apart?
Well, and that's a whole other challenge. I mean, you know, our initially the thought was to try to reduce or eliminate the congregating in these areas, because obviously parking areas, you know, bring people together, bring the vehicles together, and, you know, not everybody, you know, stands out across the shoreline. Some do, you know, that's not a blanket situation, but as we always know in life, it only takes a handful to mess it up for everybody else.
Yep.
And that's what we're dealing with. But, you know, again, what we need and what I'm looking for, quite frankly, we're trying to be part of the solution. You know, as an island community, we want to be part of the solution. We have been listening to and trying to adhere to the CDC recommendations, the state recommendations, even the Mobile County, any higher up recommendations. I think the best way we can deal with this as a nation and even as a world, as the total world, is we really all need to be as much as possible on the same page. And I can't really say that we're at that point yet. And so as a coastal mayor, we want to do what's best for the masses. And I think sometimes, you know, that information, there's somebody up the chain that should know better than me. I'm certainly not a health expert. There's someone up the chain that ought to be better at that than me that can say to us, here is the best and prudent thing to do for whether it's the short term or the long term. And whatever that is, we will fall in line with that.
I'm talking to Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier, and I just want to ask a pretty specific question here. We have about a minute and a half left. But for private property owners, okay, let's talk about on the south side of the island. Let's say the beach is closed. They can still go to their homes, but they can't go in that strip between where their property ends and the water. Would that be it?
Well, again, we don't know what the state is going to do. We're hearing the state's going to make some kind of a recommendation or some kind of a decision today. We'll have to wait and see what that is. It is very murky. In our case, you have houses on the beach and condos on the beach that the quote beach south of their properties to a certain extent is their own personal property.
Right.
And so is that part of the beach or is that part of their property? And so there's still going to be some questions most likely. And it's very difficult when you start, you know, slicing and dicing those kinds of things.
Mayor, we appreciate your time. We'll be watching the latest news on this from the governor's office and checking back in with you.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
All right. Always a pleasure. Mayor of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, checking in right here on Mobile Mornings.